O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen. Dear thankful people of God, senior citizen moments. Those of you here who are classified as senior citizens, I don't bring this up to make fun of you at all, but we know what the phrase senior citizen moments mean. When we get older, we tend to be a bit more forgetful. But it's not just senior citizens who have senior citizen moments. I think we've all had that experience where you walk into a room and then you stop and say to yourself, I don't know why I'm here. I know I was about to do something, but I simply can't remember it. Even young children can have senior citizen moments. You can tell them, don't forget to wash your hands before you eat. Don't forget to brush your teeth before you go to bed. Don't forget to look both ways before crossing the street. And what did they do? They forget. But tonight, I'm not up here focusing on senior citizen moments, but rather on sinful, forgetful moments. We as a nation are celebrating Thanksgiving, giving thanks for everything that we have, but giving thanks shouldn't be something that we ultimately do one day out of the year. It's something that we should do each and every day of our lives, and yet we forget to do that. And ultimately, as Christians, we don't give our thanks to the things that we have. We don't give thanks to the people in our lives. We don't give thanks to ourselves. We ultimately give our thanks to the Lord. And yet it's our sinful nature that leads us so easily to have these sinful, forgetful moments that we forget the Lord and instead we only remember ourselves and what we have. That's what Moses was warning the Israelites that we heard this evening. Moses said to them, when you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day. It has been 40 long years of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness, and now God was going to give them the promised land of Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey. And since the Lord was doing this for the Israelites, giving them this good land, Moses told the Israelites not to forget the Lord, but to sing his praises and to obey his commands. What Moses said to the Israelites, he says to us as well. Let us also not forget the Lord. And one of the reasons that we are not to forget the Lord is because of the relationship that we have with him. Notice again and again and again, Moses says, the Lord, your God. Every single one of us has a relationship with God in a generic sense, if you will, because it is God who made us. You didn't bring yourself to life. Your parents didn't bring you to life. It is God who brought you to life. Therefore, since he has made us, we are his. But the relationship that we have with God is not a generic relationship as if God were distant and far from us. Rather, we have a very personal relationship with our God who is ever close and near to us. This personal relationship started the very moment that you were conceived. And there, Scripture says that God knit you together in your mother's womb. He gave you your body and souls your eyes, ears, and all your members, your mind, and all your abilities. You are fearfully and wonderfully made by God. You are unique and special. There is no one else like you. But this personal relationship with God didn't end there. It has continued to this very day. God says that He knows the very number of hairs that are on your head, and even when one of them falls off your head. He knows you better than you know yourself. He is always watching over us, loving and caring for us. And for us, this personal relationship we have with God means that we are able to approach God in prayer with complete confidence and without fear. Knowing that we have this close personal relationship with God will move us to gladly give Him praise and to observe His commands. For His commands are not burdensome, but rather opportunities for us to show our love for Him. Therefore, don't forget the Lord, but remember that personal relationship that God has with you and you have with God. Another reason that we are not to forget the Lord is because He gives us everything that we need in life. But this is where our sinful nature can easily make us have those sinful, forgetful moments. That we can be so quick to forget the Lord and not to thank Him. Moses said, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow large and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God. You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. When things are going so well for us in life, when we can be prosperous, we so quickly forget the Lord and we do not thank Him. Rather, our hearts become proud as we focus on ourselves and what we have done. Our sinful nature even tries to justify that we shouldn't remember the Lord and thank Him by leading us to think, God's not the one who works 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. God is not the one who pays the bills and buys the groceries. God is not the one who milks the cows and takes care of the other animals on my farm. God is not the one who plants the seed in the garden, pulls out the weeds, and picks the fruits and vegetables. God is not the one who does maintenance on my home and make improvements to it. God is not the one who raises my children and watches over them. I do those things. It is the power of my hands and my strength that have produced all of this. And although it is true that God is not the one who actually does all of these things, don't forget what Moses said here at the end. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your fathers, as it is today. It is God who blesses you with a job. It is God who gives you the ability to do your job. It is God who blesses the place where you work so that they make money in order to pay you so that you can pay your own bills. It is God who blesses your garden and the animals on the farm to produce food on your tables. It is God who blesses you with a house to shelter you and to keep you warm at night. It is God who blesses you with a spouse and children to bring you joy in life. These are all the abundant blessings that God gives that we need. And another example of his great grace for us is that he gives us these things even when we don't ask for it, let alone thank him for it. But imagine if what you had tomorrow is what you gave thanks to the Lord today, what would you have tomorrow? I think many cases for us, we wouldn't have anything the next day because we so quickly forget the Lord and we don't thank him that he gives us everything that we need. So quickly, we can just take the Lord for granted. And since our hearts can become proud that we forget the Lord and only focus on ourselves, that is reason enough for the Lord to forget us, to no longer give us everything that we need, and to take every blessing away from us. But that's not what the Lord does for two reasons. First of all, he doesn't do that simply because of his great grace, his undeserved love for us. But two, and most important, the reason the Lord does not do this is because of Jesus Christ. The greatest need that we all have is a need of a Savior. And God has given us what we need by sending his Son to be the perfect Savior on our behalf. When you look at his life, you will see how Jesus gave perfect thanks throughout his whole life. When he is surrounded by thousands of people who are hungry, and he's only given 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, even before he performs the miracle, he still looks up to heaven and he gives thanks. When he is celebrating the last meal with his disciples, and only within a few hours he would be arrested and would suffer and die, he still takes the bread and the cup and he gives thanks. Even though Jesus was born into a poor family, he didn't have a home to call his own, and he was dependent on people to help and to support him, he never grumbles nor complains. He always gives thanks. And even when Jesus did everything well in his ministry, his heart did not become proud, but rather he always thanked the Lord, his God, for blessing him in what he did. Therefore, knowing that God has given us a perfect Savior and giving us everything that we need in life, let us not forget him, but always give him thanks. But there's one more thing that motivates us not to forget the Lord, and it's because he rescues, saves, guards, and protects us from all evil. Moses said, "The Lord your God brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through the vast and dreadful desert, that thirsty and waterless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you, so that in the end, it might go well with you." The Lord rescued and saved his people from their slavery in Egypt. And all those years as they were wandering in the wilderness with its venomous snakes and scorpions, that wilderness with the lack of food and water, the Lord guarded and protected his people. And the Lord does the same for us. Even though none of us were in slavery to Egypt, at one point we were all slaves. Slaves to sin, death, and the devil. But Christ saved and rescued us from sin, death, and the devil by his death on the cross. And Jesus rejoiced and gave thanks to do this. For Scripture says, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame. Therefore, consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Because of Christ's perfect life, his innocent suffering, death, and his glorious resurrection, he has set us free from all of our sins, from death, and from the devil. He has rescued us. He has justified us. He has redeemed us. This is the greatest evil that the Lord has saved us from. But it's not the only evil that God guards and protects us from. You and I have absolutely no idea how many times Satan has wanted to bring evil into our lives. We have no idea how many times he wanted to use his demons to cause harm in our lives. But the Lord would not allow it. The Lord knows what is too much for us. He knows how much we can handle and endure. And therefore, he guards and protects us from evil simply by keeping evil away from us. And when God in his wisdom does allow evil to happen into our lives, we have two promises from God. One is the promise that he will make everything work out for the good of those who love him. And two is the promise that God will help us to endure that evil in our lives. God does not abandon us as orphans. He does not leave us all alone to endure this evil by ourselves. But rather, he gives us the strength to stand up under these sufferings and evils in our lives. Therefore, since God guards and protects, saves and rescues us from all evil, let us not forget him, but give him thanks. And so, my brothers and sisters in Christ, as we as a nation celebrate Thanksgiving, let us not forget the Lord. Let us not have our hearts become proud as we think about ourselves. But remember the Lord. Thank the Lord and sing his praise. Don't forget the Lord because of the personal relationship you have with him, for he made you and he loves you. Don't forget the Lord because he gives you everything that you need and he blesses what you do. And don't forget the Lord because he guards and protects, saves and rescues us from all evil. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard and keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now confess our Christian faith by using the words of Luther's explanation to the first article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that God created me and all that exists, and that he gave me my body and soul, eyes, ears, and all my members, my mind and all my abilities. And I believe that God still preserves me by richly and daily providing clothing and shoes, food and drink, property and home, spouse and children, land, cattle, and all I own, and all that I need to keep my body and life. God also preserves me by defending me against all danger, guarding and protecting me from all evil. All this God does only because he is my good and merciful Father in heaven, and not because I have earned or deserved it. For all this I ought to thank and praise, to serve and obey him. This is most certainly true. You may be seated for the offering.